Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, right here on The Mark Steiner Show, on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Coley Tengela on our world. He's president of Tengela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Positive Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fells Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tengela's take.
Who is responsible for the descent of African black youth down the rabbit hole? No, correction, sewer hole of ratchet, hyper-violent behavior. Some of you may be saying, Tengela, what are you talking about? Black young folk are no more violent or uncouth than white kids. Yes, ignorant behavior has no racial boundary. Horrible, stupid, and cruel is horrible, stupid, and cruel, regardless of color. However, it is how this ridiculous behavior is perceived when done by black youth that concerns me. Who is responsible? Is it the infamous black parents, the overworked, too tired to properly parent mother, or is it the legendary, fictitious, absentee black father? When in doubt, always blame the black parent. Who is responsible? Is it our racist media that constantly shows images of African black people, regardless of where they may live on the planet Earth, as being savage, ridiculously behaving animals? Who is responsible? Is it our mass social media that glorifies for young people their ridiculous, violent behavior? Have you seen the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat feeds of a 15-year-old? It would scare you to death. Particularly the showing of violent fights after school, before school, in friends' basements, in friends' backyard. The more cruel, the more violent, the more likes, the more follows, the more views. The almost ridiculous instant celebrity of showcasing violence among young people. Who is responsible for our young people going down this horrible path? That's a good question, but maybe we are asking the wrong person or people. Maybe the person we need to be asking about who is responsible for this is ourselves. We, the adults, the ones presently in charge of the planet, what are we showing our young people in our private spaces like our homes? When we behave uncouth and ignorant, when we refer to our neighbors who exercise their right to park anywhere they want, they happen to park in front of our house, we become outraged. We use inappropriate language. We say outlandish things about what we would do to them in private. But is it truly private? Because our children are hearing it. When we watch a news program and we talk about what needs to be done with that person, they need to be hit, smack, kick, or I will knock the mess out of them, always knocking the mess out of someone. What are we showing and what are we telling our young people? Negatives become positive. Just ask our very own East Side superstar rapper Young Moose, who took the term that would usually describe someone lacking intelligence and made it into a positive, like dum-dum, dummy. That's right. We need to ask ourselves that question about who's responsible and stop acting dum-dum. Oh, forget that. Let's do this. Let's make it a positive. Instead of Young Moose's we do dum-dum, let's switch it. We do smart, smart. Ah, we do smart, smart. Woo! We do smart, smart. Ah, we do smart, smart. No genocide on each other. Oh, we do smart, smart. Ah, yes. Woo! We'll be killing it. Oh, excuse me. Correction. we'll be bringing it and keeping it alive. Ah, we do smart, smart. Ah, we do smart, smart. My name's Coley Tangela, and that's my take.